Hello, welcome back to another episode of Tape Talk. I'm Ron Sampson, head athletic trainer here at Pacifica Christian High School, where I have the awesome privilege of looking after all things sports medicine for our amazing student athletes. Today, we are diving into the classic debate in the world of athletic training, to ice or not to ice? Yes, that is the question. Now, I've previously stated that I have been a certified athletic trainer for over two decades. And when I was in school, the golden rule for treating soft tissue injuries was ice, baby, ice. It was all part of the RICE protocol, which was rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Back then, if you rolled your ankle, it was common that you'd likely be benched for days, icing, resting, elevating, until the swelling went down. Only then would we start more proactive movement and rehab. And hey, depending on the athlete, that could take a week or more. You know, everybody heals a little differently, right? So what's the deal nowadays? Well, the research has done a bit of back and forth over the years. One minute, icing is the MVP of recovery, and the next, it's being benched altogether. So here's what we do know. Icing can be super helpful in the first 24 to 48 hours after an injury. It reduces blood flow through vasoconstriction, which can help limit swelling early on. But after that, we're starting to learn that continuing to ice might actually slow down the healing process. The body needs some swelling to send in nutrients and help with tissue repair. These days, I take a more balanced approach. I'll recommend icing during the first day if needed, but I don't stick to the old rule of halting all activity until the swelling disappears. In fact, we now know that gentle movement and early rehab can actually speed up recovery. If swelling sticks around, we focus on pain-free range of motion exercises and soft tissue work to help the healing process without over-relying on ice. Now, when it comes to regular like post-workout soreness, sure, ice can be great to help you cool down. But if that soreness lingers longer than expected, it might be time to kick off some rehab, just in case something more is going on. And hey, lucky for our athletes, they get to work with our amazing in-house physical therapist, Dr. Bailey. This is totally free, by the way. All right. Some quick tips for you. If you're going to ice, keep it short and sweet. 10 to 15 minutes max. Wait at least 2 hours before reapplying to the area because you want to let that area return to normal body temperature between sessions. Well, if you have any questions or concerns about icing or anything else sports med related, I'm always here to help. You can shoot me an email at rsampson@pacificaoc.org. And please check out our athletic website, pacificaathletics.org, for more information on the sports medicine department. Well, thanks for tuning in to Tape Talk. Until next time, stay strong, stay smart, and as always, go Tritons.